τίποτα.
Really?
Μαμά,
και... Οκ, no problem.
Oh, thank you.
Μαμά, για πες.
Έλα, πάμε, για να.
She's so cute. What's her name? What's her name? She's six. What's her name? Anna? Is that her name?
Three. One boys, Angela,
What's Angela. Her name? Angela?
Angela 15.
No.
Ah.
What's her name?
¿Cómo se llama?
Ex. Joanna?
Joanna.
Joanna.
Boys, Panagiotis.
Mamá, ¿sabes que te subieron a este que los papás me quemaron?
What did you hear?
Why is she going to cut my hair? Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
Well, but what did you think?
I thought maybe leave the top the length it is, but just maybe shape
short.
This up a little
bit.
Because this is, it's real
What's
round.
What's about making it spiky here?
The thing is, her hair grows back so much and it's real thick, it might not make it real spiky.
It wouldn't, because it just goes back like I just hate it looking like a wig.
Yeah, because it would look like John Travolta, huh? Like,
yeah.
But if we cut it a little bit
stay
in
here, alive. Stay in alive.
It'll make it look not so round.
I can't wait to see Kim's. I don't make Kim spiky or something. It's all flat in the front.
It was spiky. I had it done really spiky.
Well, it's okay. Look at Ari's Miss Hairdresser tonight. Welcome to Sassoon's.
Thank you.
Oh! Strip show! Did you a little peep
camera?
Show for 25 cents.
No, I didn't. I never thought to bring my camera.
Great breasts, Vicky.
Oh, thanks.
Nice.
Well, I know I do.
She's a great American accent.
She does do a great American accent.
I'm going to study it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're studying American.
Cut it short in the back.
Do you want to keep
sides? It's got kinks at the side.
I don't mind. Do what you want with it. I'll regret it.
Thank you.
As long as you're not going to shave it, I don't mind.
Shave it, ick.
You're
going to
get hair in here.
Seesaw.
So you learned to do this in San Francisco, California.
She did do it. She worked there.
Did they train you?
Mm-hmm. I went to beauty school.
Beauty
school. And I did assisting. I was an assistant. And I've done a few workshops.
Bookings agents. Directors,
Sassoon is so big. Like my friend, she was just living in London the past 6 months. Going to Sassoon in London. Everyone goes to London.
You'd ask the Sassoon?
Yes.
Teasy Weezy? Not heard of him.
Who?
Teasy Weezy.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a salon called Antenna?
No. You heard of Scissors?
Oh,
it's really spiky, Vicky. It's
you
really
can't make my
hair
spiky.
Vicky?
It is. It's really spidery. That's what they call me in Spain, because they pronounce the V as a B. They call me Vicky! Vicky!
Where are the Canary Islands?
Vicky, Vicky.
I don't know.
Canary Islands, they're off Africa.
Oh, they're off Africa?
Cowboys in Africa. She's really got the action, hasn't she? She's really good. She cuts everybody in Santa anybody cool in Santa Cruz's hair. There's a little tiny group of cool people in Santa Cruz. She cuts all their hair. She's fucking good.
What's it look like?
I give her a lot of business, huh, Ari? Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Whoops.
It's gonna look more feminine than the one that's around.
You're
a god.
You're real.
Did you get
her old boyfriend? James bought that Ferrari for us for going to Europe. God, I still don't feel very good.
If you still don't feel good tomorrow, you can also my cave.
Hey, Ari, you know that little girl, Angela, who gave us the rooms and stuff? She's only 15,
mm-hmm.
she said. God.
Did she end up young here?
Yeah.
I love watching people cut hair.
She's so good too, she's
I
fast.
She my cape, but to go too much
so the hair slips off the shoulders,
mm-hmm.
hey?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to take a shower tonight.
My camera's not sophisticated as this.
She says Uri. It's Ari.
Ari.
Safari. Ari
Safari. Ari.
You should keep your hair long, Julia. You look good.
Oh, don't tell her though. We're trying to tell her.
I'm going to have
She needs it styled, yeah? though, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, definitely.
You could trim it.
Mm-hmm. She looks great with red.
I think it's lovely.
Well, I guess
that's the face, don't you think? Before.
What I mean is off the face, yeah.
Much better.
I like it a lot better because you have so much hair. It thins your face.
How much did you pay for this camera?
What was it given to me for birthday?
It's about 100.
I think it's about 100. They bought it for about 150, but I think you can get it for about 100.
Vicky is so
Did
cute.
Did yours pick 35mm
plus? She's as cute as
you
a
think
butter.
She's cute?
Oh, yeah.
Really not sophisticated.
I
think
it's really cute. My camera's just in you know, pocket Instamatic thing.
Mm. I've got an
Oh. I've got a Fujika 605.
Don't know what that is.
35mm. And I'm coming alive.
Coming alive at 605. You're tuned in to KZSC Santa Cruz.
What else have you got that I can have a look at?
Oh?
Personal letters?
Not yet.
Personal letters,
I
money.
I hope you get mail in Santorini.
All right, she will send you.
Will you?
I'll send you a postcard from here.
Here I'm staying in this beautiful island, yes. Just a hop, skip, and jump from where
you can't even imagine what it looks like.
But you've never been here.
Oh boy, I feel sick to my stomach. I wonder if Robo's sperm did reach up there into my egg.
Oh my God. It could be awkward if he has.
Oh.
She thinks she's pregnant.
No, my period's due tomorrow. Oh, I feel so nauseous.
I've started these mornings at least.
All kinds of sick. I've been sick to my stomach the last few days.
It's just surprising just when you go away from home that you start closing up.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're in the same country at some time.
Yeah. But we went to Mexico and drank the water and didn't even get sick. Me and my dad.
I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to South America.
You want to
keep
you
up?
No. I'll tell you when to leave.
Put the kettle on.
Yeah, I'll put the kettle on. Some bickies. God, I can't eat another thing.
Did you eat all those biscuits you had today?
Yeah, Karen came in and ate them with us.
Karen's nice, but she's so forgetful. She wanted me to write down her address and our addresses and she left them here. She's sweet.
Is she leaving tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Monday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Monday today.
Yeah.
So what are we doing tomorrow then?
Oh.
Girls.
Goya's.
I don't know if I should go to Lane, so.
No, I'm going to take it easy.
You guys want to take a walk?
Yeah.
On the wild side?
Huh.
And the color girls go do 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 do.
I used to have my hair really family. Like all different colors and stuff, and people would come in the salon and be like, they'd be referred to me by somebody, and they'd freak out when they'd see me because they'd think I'd give them a punk hairdo or something.
Beetle haircut across the USA.
Have you been to Liverpool?
No.
Weird
accents.
I've been to
the
Have you been to the lake region area?
No, I haven't
been
to the day. Is that nice? Have you been there?
It's really overcrowded, though.
It's crowded?
Yeah. In the summer, it's really bad.
Oh, because we were going to go up there.
You should go to the Peak District. That's really nice, in Derbyshire. It's really, really lovely. It's really spoilt. Lots of old cottages, stone cottages, and lots of lovely walks.
Yeah, I don't want to be
Oh, why not? You know where I want to go? Is Bath.
Oh, that's bar. Lovely. The room in
the bar. It
must
be bar.
Beautiful. Yes, bar. I nearly had a crash there. It's the first time I'd ever had my car.
Really?
I just drove round the roundabout. I didn't look to see what was coming in the way.
God, I got in an accident before I came here. Totaled my dad's car.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's a right on.
My dad's truck. It was my fault. I felt so stupid.
But so have you got to pay for the damage?
Or insurance.
Buy a new car?
Insurance paid for it.
Okay.
My dad let it slide. He still lets me use his truck.
He's so
I don't know why either. He's so sweet. I told him it was okay that I didn't use it again. He said it's okay.
Sounds good.
Oh God, maybe I do need some of that medicine. I feel sick. Not now.
Ben? Right in the middle of a Rothschild.
Oh my God, remember that? Did you guys have those commercials over here?
No.
Not now. I'm right in the middle of a Rothschild. Those candies, Rothschild?
No.
Oh.
Never heard of those.
They're English, supposedly.
Are they?
Toffees.
Rothschild?
Never heard of them.
No. That's a famous family, the Rothschilds.
Yes, but they're not British, are they?
No.
Rothschild. I think they're Jewish.
Yeah.
The Rothschilds are Jewish?
No, I'm sure they're not British.
Although they've got, there's a Rothschild estate somewhere in England.
It's
just
been
stolen. Yeah,
I feel sick. Mm.
It looks much better.
Let's see, Vicky. Oh, yes. Oh, it's nice.
Oh, look at that smile.
That's because I can't.
Shit face grin.
Yeah, for ages I didn't smile. I smiled like that because I got fangs.
You've got
I still don't.
Smile.
You do, if you've got something like that, you just get into the habit of
My brother and sister used to take the mickey out of my laugh. My sister used to walk around and when she ate an orange, she'd stick a quarter of it into the peel into her mouth.
Oh yeah, we did
and she'd
that
she'd go out there and mess around and stick her bum out and say, who's this?
Mm-hmm.
Kim. So I always had a big bum. And they said that when I laughed, we could see all my gums. So when I smiled, I did the same with Vicky.
And sisters.
I used to have really crooked teeth, and I'd be like
really?
This when I smile. And I got braces. Look at how straight my teeth are now.
I had a brace for 6 years and it didn't do any good.
They're really straight, your teeth. Mm-hmm. Incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, that's because I wore braces. I still wear my retainer at night.
A retainer? What's the retainer?
Just at night when my teeth shift a little bit, it puts them back into place.
Sure. Have you seen Linda? You know Linda, my friend with blonde hair? She's got sort of half a brace on the plate with two bits of wire that come
in. Yeah, that's what mine's
like. And that's
like.
To start with. Then you have the proper brace across all the teeth.
Yeah, that's what I have.
You know,
but it's too late
brace.
Because she's too old now.
It's not.
It's never too late to get
in
braces.
In fact,
I couldn't get braces until all my baby teeth had come out, because I still had baby teeth.
At what age?
15, 16.
So you're a bit backward,
aren't
you?
Yes.
Shut up.
Slow developer here. You'll grow next year.
You're so rude. You're all so rude. Get your hands off me, British bed!
Why did we meet these? They're awful. I know, you felt sorry for them, Julia.
Yes, I felt sorry for them.
Oh, God.
Nobody else is pink.
And you noticed them yesterday, and I tried
Can
to
I have a drink?
Them.
Can I have a drink?
That's just
water.
Like the New Zealanders.
That's what we try to ignore. Karen said, you know, those Kiwis are beginning to think we're ignoring them. And we were going, it was total silence. We didn't say, no, we're not. We just went,
Great.
You look really cute.
Let's see Vicky turn around, do a spin. That's nice, yes. It's nice at the back.
Really nice.
How are you going to do my hair?
Do it really nice. Alright, make her hair short and defined. Get yours really defined, Kim, because you've got the prettiest face of all of us, you bitch.
Hers, pretty.
She's so pretty. Did you just fart?
No, it was Julia.
She went...
Oh, I thought she farted.
Plain raspberry junior.
Raspberry. I think Robo says raspberry. Somebody says raspberry that I know. You don't mind if my dress is up? I don't feel anything. Okay.
Tell us one more time. If you don't think about feeling it, then maybe you feel. I mean, don't think about feeling it. Okay. Do you want me to cut it?
Wait. Show me your tits again.
I'll take it. Ah, a quick flash. I'll do it. I mean, I'll take it slowly if you don't want me to.
I'm really nervous.
Oh, you'll take it slow.
Don't be
guide
nervous.
Me through, hey.
Oh, Kim, she's so good.
Oh,
she takes
on.
Into account your face and everything. Make it real defined since she's got such
bone
a big face.
Bone structure.
Yeah.
Maybe leave a little bit of length up here.
Yeah.
Oh, go on, come on. What about, what did you do when you went into the hairdresser's last time?
I wanted OTT.
Yes.
OTT?
And the top.
What?
Come
over
on.
The top.
Oh, go on, Kim.
Okay, then.
Kim,
don't be so silly. Go rinse your hair and...
Who's dirty knickers on the floor?
Oh, mine.
Excuse me.
Here's a towel.
Isn't she foul?
You can.
God, look at this body. She's got the perfect body. Vicky.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She thinks so.
Oh, she doesn't. She's a perfect body.
She hasn't. She's got a man's body.
I have. You're right.
I'm totally shapeless.
No, she doesn't.
I do. Honestly,
she's
I
got
really
great
get.
Breasts.
Honestly, I really get mistaken for a bloke. I was in the pub the other day and a bloke came up behind me. I had really short hair and a bloke came up behind me and he said, excuse me, mate, where's the loo? And I turned around and I said, I beg your pardon. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a bloke.
what, like, you call bloke for men? What do you call for women?
Bird.
Why do you turn the channel?
What?
Why do you turn the channel?
Oh my God, these Brits. Oh, you like curvaceous women?
Well, some shape.
Oh, some shape, yeah.
Not as much as I've got.
I don't know, I mean, I'm quite
as much as
I can live with my body.
I love your body,
Vicky. I prefer to be sort of like this than to be very curvaceous. And my sister's very curvaceous.
I'm too curvaceous.
You know, she's got big tits and a big bum, you know. She looks good. She looks very feminine, but it's easy to get through doorways like this. And you don't get people making comments when you walk down the street.
Yeah.
You know, because if you have, don't you find that people sort of say, "Whoa, give us a bit" or something. Mm-hmm. In England, they always do.
Oh, we got yelled at.
We
so
got
much
yelled at
in
so
England.
Much.
You do.
My men are out of cars.
Yes,
like
they
cars.
Love it. Anyone with tits, they love
they
tits.
They go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
Yeah, what?
I know, we didn't know what they were yelling, but we've got
my sister's at. About, you know, she says she gets really cross because she said, you know, it's like saying to them, oh, hi, big balls or something.
Hi, big testicles. Hey, that's my towel.
Do you mind if I borrow it?
Oh, I like your hair like that. Look at it. Wet mop.
Low wet mop.
Listen,
look.
Am I doing the right thing?
Yes.
Oh, Kim, you're so pretty. Why have such a stupid haircut? Kim, why do you have such a stupid haircut for someone so beautiful? You've got to get a nice haircut.
We're going to get hair all over you. Here,
trip
this around.
They want to see your boobs as well.
I've seen them. So just give Ari 3,000 drachmas. That'll cover it.
This is wet and cold.
How about the bottom half?
Well, sorry, I went to the beach today.
Completely.
I'm totally.
Totally.
You heard of Valley Girls?
No.
I've got big boobs.
They're big and
sick of big boobs.
So what do you, what don't you like and what do you like?
Well, you won't need silicone implants.
God, I sure don't.
That was too short.
Boy, look at how puffy my stomach is.
Yeah.
Eh?
My stomach is so bloated. I wish
really?
I could get my period.
Just a bit, but I think we
feel
like
pretty. Gonna
have a cold bath and run
the
wait, what?
Yeah,
because this is real bulky and it sticks out.
Jesus.
A little bit too short.
That's quite a skin.
Okay.
You two can look so.
Are you nervous?
I've done that to Robo a lot of times. Don't like, Robo, look what you've done to me. I'll stick my stomach way out like that. And I go, oh my God.
Wonderful creation. He was really proud of it when he finished.
How long ago did he
Ari, like cut it short. She's gonna look hot.
Where's my clip?
Short hair.
I put it in.
Hey.
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
I'm an Aborigine. Oh, don't slap me. I've got a sunburn.
I think it's gorgeous.
Isn't that great? You and Doss kissing,
one?
Okay?
Oh, it's obscene.
You should see the ones we have. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, before I left, we took all these nude pictures, and there's a whole bunch of ones in black and white of us kissing.
And they printed them?
No, you can't.
They kept them. Your hair looks wonderful, Vicky.
Thank you. I'm
you could see the blonde in it.
Blonde?
Little blonde hey. Bits, yeah.
Goodness.
Does she have hair like Robo, thick?
Well, it's different. Robo's is more wavy.
My little Roby, I miss him so much.
How long are you going to be? Oh, till August.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
No, it's just, well, September 5th we're coming back. That's, well, they'll pick us up. We'll be in London in August.
Yeah.
So
when did you come out here?
May 23rd.
You've been in England since then?
Yeah, we were in England for a few days. About four days, are
we? Yes, because 28th, was it, we came over here?
Yeah, 4 days. 5 days then. And then we came to Greece, to Athens for a few days, then to here.
And you were lucky enough to meet us somehow.
Well, I was thinking of leaving for you to the length, but just blending them.
No, Ari, cut some of the length off.
No, I think she wants to keep the length. I think the length looks good with the width around here, but just layering it a bit because it's so thick and bulky. But keeping
she even has bought setting gel with her, you know.
So did I.
Just it spikes out a bit.
I think you should cut it short.
No, I think she looks better.
God, if I looked like Kim, my hair would be about an inch long. Oh, such a pretty little girl.
I think you have to be really skinny to have very, very short hair. It looks funny if you're fat. You're not fat.
Oh, yeah. Rabbit.
You're not fat, you're just an Amazon woman.
I've got off you.
Robo calls me his little Amazon.
It's a contradiction in terms.
No, it isn't. Amazon can be, like a well-built woman, an Amazon.
They have very tall.
Amazon is huge.
Very tall. Big
well,
in
yeah.
Every way. You've got an Amazon's tits, perhaps.
Yeah. Ooh, look at what's on Julia's foot. Looks like shit.
It's oil.
Well, don't put it on Ari's bed. Put it on her pillow.
Oh, it was horrible. When we took the subway from Athens to Piraeus, this horrible Greek man was standing behind me, rubbing against me like and like, and I was so upset. And Loretta was laughing, and I said,
funny.
"Don't you, what did I say?"
I said, "Don't you fucking laugh! I'll
fucking
hit you."
I go, "I'll hit you if you laugh." And so I was really upset, and I had my purse on.
And I kept going.
And so he was like getting into a rhythm of it, you know, like I could, you know what I mean? Like they're swaying like this. So I put my purse in right when he was gonna bump me. I went like this, and I hope I heard him. It's horrible. I should have said something, but I just felt it was like
thank
really
you.
Crowded.
A friend of mine, he must have been doing something. He was doing that on the edge gauge, and he came all the way.
Oh,
are you serious?
In a skirt, just going up in a skirt.
And he's a friend of yours?
No. The girl.
Oh. Wait a minute.
A friend of mine, and he was a bloke.
In England.
Mm. How old was he?
I don't know.
Was he an old man or a younger?
I think he
did
must have been
say
fairly
anything?
Young. No, it was just on her skirt, you know. I mean, can you imagine?
Horrible. He came on her skirt.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I think it's, yeah. It's
men like that should be shot.
No, they should have their cock
chopped
off. They should have their little sacks all diced up into a casserole.
I think the funniest thing is a flasher. He's
Isn't that funny?
Have you ever seen
them? I have.
Yes. The funniest
they sit
one
in the cars.
At West Croydon station, when I got off the train at West Croydon, and I was like, you know, well, you don't know West Croydon station.
But once you know it,
you have to walk along the platform to get up the stairs to go out. And I got off the train and I could see this man. The trains to West Croydon station are old, and they're carriages. And they've got individual compartments, so you just don't walk in a door, and it's one long carriage. So you can't walk up the carriage. And I got off, and I could see this man standing by the window. I thought he looked very suspicious. So I thought, I won't look the other way. And then as the train started to move off, I looked to see where his carriage was. And as he came towards me, he flashed.
Did you laugh?
Yes, I did.
And what did he do?
I just kept flashing.
What, did he open and close it?
Yes,
just stand
he did, standing at the window.
Was he had no clothes on
at all? It was late at night. No, nothing on underneath. I would say he was about late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, how sad.
Very
that is.
Very old.
And you laughed and he didn't stop after
no,
you were laughing?
No, carried on. I just found it so funny. I was the only one who got off at West Croydon station. The only one that saw it here.
That's funny. When I was a little girl, I was walking down the street with my friend Lynette, and we were in 7th grade. You know, we were about 12 years old. Is that 12, Ari? 13. 12 or 13, and we were walking down the street. We were walking to school, and we saw this. We were walking with two other people, Lynette and Sarah, this other girl named Sarah, and this guy was sitting in the car, like, playing with himself. You know, and he was, oh, I just remember his face was like huge eyes, like, like that. And I look, and I was,
when that happens to children.
I was in the middle, you know, walking along, and I went, did you guys just see that? And they went, what? Because they didn't see anything, and I went, nothing. And I kept it to myself, and I just went, but I didn't take it badly or anything. I thought it was funny.
When we were at school, my friend and I used to have a Saturday job, and we used to work in a hotel. It's called the Gatwick Hotel, which is a big hotel here.
Is it by Gatwick?
Yeah, very near to Gatwick. We only worked for 4 hours a day, and it was a really big thing. We were still at school working 4 hours a day, especially in the hotel. We used to meet loads and loads of tourists. And the filthiest people were the pilots. We used to find all sorts of things in their rooms. And we used to work in pairs, Christine, my friend's name was. And one did the bathroom, one did the bedroom. We used to take it in turns in every room. I perhaps did the bedroom, one room, and the next room I did the bathroom. And we used to have to strip the double beds and remake them for cleaning them. And the things we found, dirty pants, ladies' knickers. And we found this really dirty book once, and it really corrupted us. We sat for ages in this room reading this magazine. It was an American magazine, I think.
What was it, Hustler?
I don't know, I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, Hustler and
the Heat.
Everything we found we used to have to put into our skip and, you know, declare at the end of the day. We didn't want to declare this magazine. We didn't want to throw it away either, because it was too intriguing.
Did you keep it?
Yes, we did. To read it secretly.
Did you ever find money?
Yes, we did. And sometimes we used to walk into rooms and sort of surprise everybody when they'd been reading or something.
Excuse me.
You see, you couldn't see these rooms. You couldn't see who was in there immediately as you walked into the door, because they had little passageways. And the bathroom's on the left, and then the bed was tucked in the corner. So you had to walk right into the bedroom to actually see who was in bed sometimes. It's quite embarrassing.
I guess.
So did you declare all the money and everything that you found?
No, we didn't declare money. Because of pounds.
How much money did you find? Just £5 then?
Odd change, really, that the tourists left behind. They used to tip us as well. Really nice.
Really?
Yes. Because they didn't understand the English currency, especially if they'd just flown in. And if they wanted breakfast. And
they'd give you £1 or something?
Yes. They used to split it between. If they wanted things taken to the cleaners, and they used to ring room service. And they'd ring off.
Are these American?
Most of the Americans we had.
Do you tip a lot in America for things?
Yes, everything.
You have to tip in America, don't you?
Yeah.
So we got told off when we were in America because we wouldn't tip. Now, we were in America on a budget.
And so obviously we could get away with tipping at all. And this lady really told us off in the Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Yeah, she was English actually, but she'd been living in America for a while. So she said she realised that most people rely on their tips.
It's true.
That augments their wage, and if you don't tip, you're considered really rude.
It's true. 20% of your bill for eating.
Yeah. Really? 20%?
Yeah, well, 15. That's 15%.
Waiters get paid horrible. Like,
mind you, that's the same in here. My dad always tips 15%.
Is he?
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to tip in England?
No, you don't have to.
I don't know. I mean,
look at all the bugs in our room, Ari.
My father always tips.
My God, look at all the bugs. There's every different kind of species.
I tip if I'm satisfied with the service, if I really think they've served well.
It depends. I do, because, I mean, I used to be I waitressed in cafes and that sort of thing. And I know how you size up people and you love them. If I have a cup of tea, it depends. In somewhere like a Wimpy or something, I suppose I do. But whenever we go out for a big meal, I never pay, so... I paid on American Express.
That's really funny.
Because I'm not used to using it, because my dad gave it to me just so that, you know, if I lost my money, or just so that I could get home quickly.
Oh, so your dad?
It's my dad's card.
Oh, see, that's how I got my Visa card, was my dad co-signed for it.
And they say, and they present you with the bill, and of course I couldn't find where to sign it. And you said, excuse me! Because I get petrol on a credit card as well.
So do I, Mobil. My dad's.
Yes.
You must have cut the top real spiky because it wasn't blended.
Do you like Kate Bush? Do you like Kate Bush?
Yeah.
So do I. I love her.
It's found out. And it was really spiky on top. The feathered here at the front. It's a wonderful creation.
Oh, there goes a tender. Hey, look. There's a fiver. There's a 10 shilling. Hey, look it. These bugs are mating. One of them's trying to fuck one of them. I'm serious.
It's going to hit all over me. Oh, stop it.
I would think they were trying to mate with you. You'll just get them excited.
Well, I hope so. Oh! Look at all the bugs! Ari, can you believe all these bugs? What are we going to do when we go to sleep?
They don't bother me.
Oh! I got this damn bug problem. Remember that, Ari? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do, from Creepshow.
Oh, right.
When did you have that done?
Last year.
And you don't like bugs?
Oh!
Oh, for God's sake!
I'm not going to leave dead bugs on the wall for the poor woman to clean.
And she's got 3 children to support her.
Oh, shut up!
Why don't you close your shutters and then she come in?
I'll use Ari's towel.
No.
Just kidding.